We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What a jump on something for a moment. And it really shows how different the leadership is we have right now than in the past. Headline, Daily Mail. London Daily Mail. U.S. gave up a chance to kill Soleimani, you know, the Iranian terrorist, in 2007. That's a gut punch. I'll tell you why in a minute. Drone armed with missiles didn't fire at Iranian general while he was getting a hero's welcome on the streets of Iraq. 2007. Who was in office then? Bush. Should know that as I read this. U.S. forces had a chance to kill Qasem Soleimani back in 2007 when a drone spotted him getting a hero's welcome in the streets of Iraq, but they didn't fire because the top Iranian general was deemed untouchable. American soldiers were using drones armed with missiles to monitor the streets of Sadr City in Baghdad in late 2007 when they noticed large crowds. He was, you know, getting a welcome like a VIP. It was electric. It took some time to correctly identify Soleimani. They wanted to kill him. Could have killed him easily. We said, holy blank, it's Soleimani. Pressing flesh with a bunch of people. The officer said there were discussions among themselves on whether they should do something, but they ultimately were told that Soleimani was untouchable, so we let him go. Wow. The year was 2007. His terror attacks and IEDs would kill over 600 Americans starting in 2003. Even in Common Core math, 2007 is only 4 years after 2003. They were still killing American troops up until this year. Now, I tried to find a year-by-year breakdown of how many were killed by Soleimani. I can't find that anywhere. I just know it's 600. Everybody agrees on that, from CNN to CNBC to Fox News. Bush had a chance to kill him, and he did not. Why? The U.S. forces who spotted him had to watch on as Soleimani eventually stepped away from the crowd and vanished into a building. President George W. Bush's administration had advised that escalating a war with Iran was not worth it. The CIA was also directed not to take matters into their own hands by the Bush administration. The Iraqi intel service wanted to kill him and couldn't understand why we wouldn't target him, former CIA official John McGuire said. They thought he was the most dangerous guy in Iraq. Folks, by the time Trump gets to office, this guy, a terrorist, a designated terrorist by our own federal government, is literally walking around airports. He's flying in and out of Baghdad, wherever he wants to go. Just walking around. Another official said nobody wanted to cross an official line to kill Iranians in Iraq because that would put us at war and we'd had enough with Iraq and Afghanistan. We could have droned him in 2007. Did that lead to war? No. No, it did not, did it? Did not lead to war. In fact, the opposite has happened. I'm going to tell you about that in a second, but I want to make a point with this. We knew by 2007 that Soleimani was killing U.S. troops. We had a chance to stop him. And we did not. And I'm at the point, honestly, I mean, if you have a family member who wants to join the military, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't fight for them. I would not fight for them till you know the outcome of this election. And then I'd make sure my term of service was less than 4 years if Trump wins. Because you cannot fight for them. You can't. They don't view you as anything more than cannon fodder. They don't care. And it was Bush, remember, who first changed the rules of engagement so that if they put their guns down after they emptied them trying to kill you, you couldn't kill them back. Got to go to the wine and cheese parties. Got to have rules of engagement that make us look good, right? Well, then get the heck out of the Middle East. Get the heck out. Don't ask people to go there and die. But what about about George W. Bush's theory? You know what I think? I don't think they were afraid of war with Iran. We would have smashed Iran like a fly even then. What a joke. Iran's the size of like Maryland. I'm not afraid of war with Iran. That'd be over in 24 hours even then. 48 maybe. Depending on what you wanted to hit. No, Bush couldn't handle the fallout. Rove couldn't handle the fallout. They couldn't take the heat. And so they paid in blood instead. 600 killed since 2003. And also they didn't have to take the heat. But what if we had, quote unquote, gone to war, which wasn't going to happen. But if we had, what if we had? Well, we know the answer now because Trump did it. Finally, we have a president with some cojones. Headline. Interesting things are happening in Iran following Soleimani's death, I bet. Well, are they going to war with it? No. No. The elimination of Qasem Soleimani has produced surprising results. It turns out that the United States received intelligence on Soleimani's movements from a variety of sources, some within his own Quds force. Wait, they turned on him? Yeah, they wanted him out. They thought he was a thug, too. The operation against Soleimani and his ilk was so well organized that leading terrorists in Iraq have now run for the hills. They've left the battlefield. That sounds like a success, not a war. I'm thinking about what would have happened if Bush had had the cojones to save hundreds of Americans' lives. Take a little heat, take a little embarrassment. Media's not going to like it. Remember they used to call Bush a warmonger and all that? He was afraid. Trump doesn't care. He does what's right for America at any cost, and I love it. U.S. officials have intercepted chatter and received confirmation that terrorist leaders in Iraq have been fleeing the region and have gone into hiding, fearing the United States intelligence capabilities. Well, we could have done that in 2007. Some of the terrorist leaders are cutting deals with U.S. intelligence. Yeah, because they might vaporize you at any time. You can't hide anywhere, not on this earth. Maybe go down below ground like a rat. In addition to escalating protests, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, home of the Quds Force, that was Soleimani's special unit, is in serious disarray. You know what they're doing? Top leadership? They're killing each other. We don't even have to kill them. It's marvelous. No, they're killing each other. And that, in turn, has completely unsettled the regime. And you know who's picking up on it? I should post this so you can read. It's got all the sources on it. It's absolutely wonderful. The people in the streets. This means that the vacuum his death creates forces Iran to retrench rather than continuing its push into the greater Middle East. Does that sound like a war? Nah. The retrenchment matters because the Iranian people, according to Banifestand and Harold Road, two Iran experts, are sensitive to trends. If they see that the mullahs are weak, they will push harder against the regime. Yes, bingo. That's why Trump picked Soleimani. Soleimani was the one killing them all. Remember when Iran decreed that protest against the regime was punishable by death last year? It was like last summer. You know who carried that out? Quds Force. It was Soleimani. He was killing them. They're like, wow, some weakness at the top. Maybe we'll push some more. Yeah, that's exactly what Trump was aiming for. Rode cautioned that the regime will try to stay in power at all costs and will not simply bow to international economic and diplomatic pressures, however fierce. But Rode sees the trend in play already. As was the case with the viral video showing protesters carefully walking around rather than on American and Israeli flags drawn on the ground. The important thing is that the Trump administration stay strong and not show any Iran weakness and respond to any aggression with overwhelming strength. I know what he's saying. Don't kill the Iranian people. Take out their terrorist leaders. They like it. They're fine with it. It emboldens them. See, because the bottom line is the Bush people knew this is what would happen. They knew this. In the event of war with Iraq, there weren't going to be more troops. They were just going to decimate them from the air. I mean, the Iranian regime. They just couldn't take the heat from the press. And so they paid the price, and that price was hundreds of U.S. military dead, and they were willing to pay it. I don't know how you fight for people like that. I think you just don't. So if there's somebody in your family, or maybe it's you, thinking about joining the military, don't. Not until you see how this election ends. I just don't know how you can fight for them when they won't fight for you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Maryland. Okay, yeah, Iran is over 10 times large. No, I was talking about the economy. This is the relative size and impact of the people. Text writes, hey, Tara, it's great to hear your commentary twice a day. Awesome way to end the week. Thank you very much. Text writes, 2007 is just 4 years from 2003, but in Common Core math, it takes 11 steps to reach that figure. Actually, 13 and a half, thank you, but I appreciate your text. Text, you're right. Ooh, that's good. I think every politician's child should have to serve as a grunt, first in, last out. Then they would be less cavalier about our kids' lives. Text, you're right. We knew Iran was trying to undermine us in Iraq. They've been trying to subvert the Iraqi government since we started letting them determine their own elections. How much friendlier would Iraq be now had Soleimani not been influencing the radicals in Iraq? How many more people would be alive? Texture rates. Where do we go? Tara, the American people will not tolerate Trump being drug out of office, impeached or not. I believe there would be a large call to arms and there would be a revolution in this country. We know what they're doing. We know why they're doing it. The American people are not stupid. Many of us know all about the swamp and the swamp critters that are in it. I believe there are many people that are ready to act in this impeachment. May very well be in the catalyst required for that revolution. Oh, they only wish that would happen. Oh, yeah. No, they want that. Yeah, martial law. Confiscate the guns. Oh, they'd love that. They'd say we were everything that they claim that we are. And then they'd come for us. No, I don't want to do it that way. I want to win at the ballot box. Speaking of which, this is just on my mind. It's a pet peeve. It drives me insane. And I'm seeing more. Rush did it today. And I'm in the car and I'm like, no, stop. Turn around. No, don't do it. It's very dangerous. And I couldn't believe Rush said it. You know what he said? And I can't remember his exact words anymore, so I can't quote him. But I'm seeing this all over Twitter now. I'm seeing it all over the text line. Somebody corrected me today. I was talking about George Soros and Soros saying this will be the election that determines the future of the world. Somebody texted me and said, no, it'll be the 2024. We got this one. Oh, crap. See, that's a problem. Because Trump is doing so amazingly well with what he started with that it's easy to think we got this election. We do not have this election. And Rush said something to that. If I didn't say we had the election, but Something to the effect of, you know, basically saying we were going to do well in the election or something like that. You can, no, please, God, don't think that. Don't say that. And don't tell anybody that. We cannot have people sitting at home. You don't understand. It is going to be a coin toss if we win this election or not. And people are saying, what, they're going to elect a Democrat? No, see, it doesn't matter who the Democrat is. It matters what the electoral map is. There was a reason the Obama people had begun persecuting us using the IRS, the DOJ, and more, because they thought that there would never be a Republican president again. And they weren't wrong. That was a really, really good guess when you look at the electoral map. I want to remind you of something, okay? Please do not say we got this in a bag. Don't think that. Please don't put it on social media. Don't let anybody see that. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to be closer this time than last time. It's going to turn on a razor's edge. To win, just to give you some idea, Trump's win was a miracle. And if you want to see how much of a miracle it was, you can start fooling around with some of those. They have websites online where, you know, you electoral college and you hit the states and try to get to a win. But think about this for a minute. Florida turns on a razor's edge every time. It's been that way for years. To win, Trump had to win Florida, but that wasn't good enough. North Carolina's purple. It flips back and forth all the time. Went for Obama. It elects Republican governors, Democrat governors. God knows what North Carolina's going to do. He's got to win that. That's not good enough either. He had to win those two, and then he had to win Democrat states that had not gone for a Republican, you know, two decades. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. It was like hitting the numbers in Vegas. He's got to do that again. Except this time they're going to see him coming. I mean, dude's probably got to win Pennsylvania. Do you know how hard that'll be if they see him coming? The voter fraud in Pennsylvania is insane. So let me tell you, I'm going to forecast this. I wrote this down to see if I'm right, because I'm going to be right about this. The vote total would be higher in this election than the last one. That's going to be unusual for a second year election, but it will be. And the margin will be tighter. The margin will be tighter. And I'm going to tell you why, folks. Again, look at the midterms. They are going to, do you see what they're doing in Congress? Do you see the coups they've launched? Do you think they won't do voter fraud? They're going to do massive voter fraud. Absolutely massive voter fraud. I mean, one of the few states run by a Republican, so we know what's really going on. I mean, Abbott, look at Texas. 50,000 foreign nationals illegally voted at least once since 2012 in our federal elections. No one did anything. Look at Florida. Florida's terrifying. Two counties in Florida. I will never forget this as long as I live. The midterms were a dry run for voter fraud in the general. And there was a 7 o'clock deadline the day after the election for all the ballots to be submitted to be counted. Anything after that, according to law, is not counted. End of memo. They continued bringing ballots for a week. Ballots that were invalid and no one stopped them. No one was able to stop them. They were being, there were, you had to have a designated vehicle to even carry the ballots. It was just people's cars. They were pulling up, offloading them. They had to be counted, though. We can control that. Oh, no, we can't. They had the police eject people with a legal right to watch the counting in Broward County. 80,000 votes. They're still on the books, people. They were manufactured last minute votes. You think they're not ready? So to win this, it's not going to be good enough to win this time. We're going to have to win by overwhelming margins to overcome the fraud. I mean, again, if they did 80,000 votes in two counties in Florida in the midterms, go ahead and figure in at least 120,000 for the election. They'll get it before a crooked Obama judge. They'll take Florida. So, I mean, when you're looking at that electoral map, it will be even harder than last time. Because I am telling you this, they will voter fraud their way into taking at least one critical state. God hope it's not Florida. Because that's going to be hard to make up. So we need to fight like this is the last stand. We do not have this in the bag. Please do not say that. Please do not write it. Please do not tell your friends that. Please do not think that. And, you know, this is something I was going to start after the impeachment is all over on my show. If you're not on social media, you need to get on social media. Yeah, I know you hate Zuckerberg and you don't like Jack. I hate them too. And you need to fight. You need to go find everybody in your family. If you're on social media, you need to get in touch with them. And you need to start posting. It's the best thing you can do. If you live near enough, you know, close enough to the North Carolina line, then you best go find yourself a Trump office to work out of in North Carolina and work. We don't have this in the bag. It's going to come down to the razor's edge. I'd put it at 50-50. And that's has nothing to do with the Democrat candidate. Nothing whatsoever. Forget the Democrat candidate. Forget what a bunch of goofballs they are. The electoral map is overwhelmingly favors Democrats. And it'll be a miracle if Trump pulls it off again. Because they'll see him coming this time. Think about this for a minute. They were not prepared. They did not do the level of voter fraud they will do this time. Because they thought Hillary had it in the bag. I mean, nobody does voter fraud when you think the woman's going to win by double digits. Why would you do that? I mean, you might do it in some local races. But they knew in the midterm, boy. Manufactured 80,000 votes in two counties in Florida. Texture writes, why can we not fix the fraud? I'm glad you asked that. Judicial Watch is desperately trying. They are suing state after state after state to clean up the voter rolls. To get the dead voters off, the ineligible voters off, the double voters that are like, you know, registered in California and Nebraska, stuff like that. They're going state by state doing it. We'll have that going for us, but it's not enough. It won't be good enough to win. We have to win overwhelmingly. Look, the voter fraud was so bad in Charlotte, the Republican candidates would openly say, and it was known, the margin you had to win by to get to win in Mecklenburg County was about 7,000 votes at the local level, countywide. You needed 7,000 vote cushion because they couldn't make it up with voter fraud in a single night. Couple hundred votes, you're done. Democrat wins. Yeah, you heard that right. If you beat the Democrat by a couple hundred votes, it's not good enough. That's the seat of North Carolina. They will steal that blind. Look, folks, Mecklenburg County, while I was a reporter, Republicans won a majority on county commission. And then boxes started coming in from precincts. And a week later, they said they miscounted. And by the time they were done, we went from a Republican majority on the county commission to a Democrat majority. Mecklenburg County, folks, still going on today. So we have to win with a crushing victory. Please do not tell people that we got this because we don't.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, this is a little weird. It's for me. Filling in for Bobby Mack, which I'm enjoying immensely. Kind of weird to have started the day here in the dark broadcasting and to be ending the day here in the dark broadcasting. Pretty cool. Texture writes, hey, Tara, you are amazing working the second shift and you sound fresh as a daisy. Where do you get your awesome energy? Big fat nap and some Mountain Dew. Diet, of course. Texture rates, voter ID has been in the works for 10 years or more. Well, I can't allow that. They can't cheat. Please explain how this disenfranchises anyone. It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't disenfranchise anybody. Texter writes, Tara, good to have you here in the afternoon. This is Paul from Moonville. Thank you for telling people not to be so cocky, because that's exactly what happened to Hillary. They had it in the bag. They were celebrating before it was over. And then what happened to them? Election over. Trump wins. Nothing over is over until it's over. Look what they're doing right now in Washington. The coups. The number of laws broken. I can't even track how many. I mean, I couldn't even tell you how many they've broken. You think they won't steal this election? Folks, liberals control boards of elections, even in red areas. They just do. You only need one county in a state, folks, especially one that's close. Here's what you need to do, okay? So I'm not going to leave you with a do-nothing and frustrate you or scare you or anything like that. We need to fight like hell in this election. Again, my prediction, there will be a higher vote total, which almost never happens in the second term of a president, the second term of a presidency. There'll be a higher vote total, but it'll be closer. It'll be closer than before. There'll be massive voter fraud. We're going to have to win by a large margin. In reality, on paper, it'll look very small. Just to overcome the voter fraud. And what scares me the most is that Trump's coalition is made up of a lot of people who hadn't voted in a long time. There were like 40,000 of them in South Carolina that either had never voted or had not cast a vote in 20 years or more. I mean, those people are not highly motivated. And if they get the idea that Trump's got this in the bag, that's not good. It's not good. So what can you do? All right, like I said, if you live close enough to the North Carolina, Carolina line, you need to get up there and volunteer. There will be massive voter fraud in that state. And that state tends to pivot back and forth anyway. If you're not there, here's what you need to do. If you don't have social media accounts, you need to open them. Look, just for the election. But by the way, there is a thing going on with this. It's all over Twitter. I see it all the time. Just here for Donald Trump. People are signing on and they're there to fight for Trump. Spread the message. That's all they're doing. And they're like, I'm quitting Twitter when I'm done. Just quit. Forget about stupid Zuckerberg and the fact that you hate Jack. And use their platform the best that you can. Yes, we are throttled, but we can still get our message across, just not as effectively as the last election. See, that's the problem. Trump used social media to get his message across. He's going to be highly throttled this time. And the main delivery vehicles, Breitbart, Daily Caller, will be too. So we got a lot going against us. So what you need to do is you need to get yourself a social media account. Start with one platform, maybe do two. Share the articles I talk about, the ones Bobby Mack talks about. Here's what's important. On the counts you have, you need to reach out to everyone you can think of. So friends from high school, friends from college, friends from your old job, friends, family members that you're marginally in touch with, everybody you can think of, and then start pushing Trump. But more than that, start pushing the truth, too. And work at it. You should be posting every day. This is a volunteer operation. You are a volunteer in the digital army. It's the best thing that you can do because you live in South Carolina. I mean, he's going to win this state. And you need to fight. I mean, going into the election last time, I was posting every hour on the hour except when I was sleeping. A lot of you on my page remember it. Because I knew I was talking to a lot of people in North Carolina, and a lot of people in North Carolina were friends of mine. And while they were fans and followers, definitely going to vote for Trump, a lot of their family and people on their pages were not. Build the following now. It's not good to wait. Not good enough to wait till October. That won't work. You'll hardly have any hits on your pieces. You gotta start now. The good thing is on Twitter particularly, you can build the following. Just Google how. It's not very hard. I've added, 5,000 Twitter followers in like 2 months on my account. Anybody can do it. It's relatively easy to do. And I'm gearing up for 2020. This is my contribution. This is what I do in my downtime. I click and I click and I click and I click. And I put it out there and I put it out there. It's the best thing that you can do. You need to fight like this is the end of the world. Because I'm telling you, look what Soros is saying. The future of the world will come down to this election. They look at it just like we do. And they're going to fight like it's that way. So you folks on the text line, oh, we got it in the bag. Oh, heck no, we don't. Yeah, sure, that's fine. We'll just win Florida that you know, comes down to a razor's edge every time. Yeah, sure, we'll just win it again. And North Carolina, it swings back and forth. Totally, we'll just win that again, too. No problem. And Pennsylvania, yeah, that'll be easy when they see us coming. That'll totally be. No, it won't. It's a Democrat state. Folks, this is going to be hard. And again, that's not a reflection on Trump, and it has nothing to do with the Democrat candidate. It's the reality of the map. And the fact that they didn't see us coming last time. Sean from Hickory Tavern on Bolton Age Aid and Impeachment. Hey, Sean.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. The reason why the aid, this is from the information that I've been able to gather. It was the reason why they withdrew the subpoena for the Bolton aide was because they knew that the White House was going to refuse to allow them to testify. So it was going to have to go into the court system for a judge to make a ruling on it. Mm-hmm. And since they had the impeachment trial already going, you know, they didn't want to waste time with that. So they concentrated their efforts on subpoenaing, if I'm saying that correctly, those individuals that either worked in the White House, whistleblower, the Army colonel that had direct knowledge from listening to the phone conversation to testify, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. And I'm assuming that they're hoping they're going to be able to get the Senate to do the same thing. But that'll end up being drawn out into a court because he's going to claim executive privilege and try to keep them from testifying, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, there's one critical detail you're leaving out of all that, though, about the aid. They filed. Right. They did. Okay, they didn't bother to file the subpoena for Bolton. They filed the subpoena for even though it was an invalid subpoena, but they filed the subpoena for the aid. Right. When a judge a judge said he would fast track it, and then they withdrew it. Now, here's a question for you. Let's see if we can make this make sense, okay? Does it make sense to say, well, we don't have time to subpoena anybody, so we'll just withdraw our subpoena, wait until it gets to the Senate, and then insist on subpoenas from the Senate?
Well, no. I think they're hoping that that'll be the case because they didn't want to tie up, spend 3-4 months waiting on a court.
So they're
going
to start at the Senate?
Or not.
Listen to what you're saying. It doesn't make sense. You're saying so they're going to wait till the Senate and then start, having wasted 3-4 months. And again, that's after the judge offered to fast track. I'm telling you. And what I'm telling you is they didn't subpoena Bolton. They could have discovered. They've been talking about Bolton since August. They could have subpoenaed Bolton.
I know, but
they didn't bother because their plan was we'll wait till we get to the Senate and waste 4 months. That doesn't even make sense. I'm telling you why. They pulled the subpoena on the aide as soon as the judge offered to fast track, because if the judiciary decided in the favor of the Congress, then Trump couldn't have obstructed them and they wouldn't have the charge. They wouldn't be able to say obstruction. That's why they pulled the subpoena and why they waited till now to demand subpoenas on Bolton. They could have done this months ago. They could have gotten the fast track. They didn't even try. And the reason is they didn't want Bolton. They didn't want a ruling in their favor. There's no other logical explanation. This doesn't make sense. Yeah, we didn't think we'd get them, so we just wait till the Senate. And then we'll ask. We'll demand. You could have started it months ago. Again, the reason was they want to be able to claim they asked these guys to come. They don't want a court ruling that they have to come or half their impeachment falls apart. Notice something else about Bolton. Remember when everybody got mad at him and Bolton said, yeah, okay, I changed my mind. Because first he said, well, you know, I'm going to need a court ruling on a subpoena. Then Bolton said, I'll just honor a subpoena. That was actually a brilliant tactical move. It prevented the Democrats from issuing one. They don't want Bolton. Bolton's basically saying, yeah, I'll show up. Well, they're like, crap, that means we're going to have to be done with our, we have to throw away the obstruction article. Keep in mind, folks, Trump was subpoenaed a god-awful number of times by the Mueller people, and he complied with every single one once they went through the courts. So there you go. Kevin from Fountain Inn. Good morning. Evening. Good evening. I knew I'd do that at least once. Good evening, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. I just tuned into the radio program, and I am a retired Air Force veteran. And you know what? I agree with exactly what you said. We do need to mobilize our conservative base and our rhinos out there and get them on board for the 2020. I agree with that 100%. And so do most of my fellow veterans. Hello?
Yeah, no, I was just listening to you. No, yeah, absolutely. I'm afraid Trump is having so much success.
I was inspired by your monologue. You're exactly right. We have to mobilize to make this happen.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree 100%. This is the first time I talked to you. I've talked to Bobby Mack a few times, but to my fellow veterans and most of the veterans that I have on my Facebook, we all agree, you know, Trump's getting shammed on this deal. So, you know, and he's pro-military. He's pro. I even got a retirement benefit raise this year. Yay. Thank you, Donald Trump. And my VA benefits have gone up, and I am a war veteran, disabled, and he has done so much for us. You know, that's all I wanted to say. I appreciate your monologue, and we do have to mobilize.
Yep.
We have to get everybody we can think of to realize if these wacko demos get in power, we're screwed.
Yep, Kevin.
You know what I mean?
I absolutely know what you mean, and I thank you for your phone call, and especially thank you for your service. I know. So listen, a lot of people don't feel comfortable getting in people's faces and knocking on doors, and I get that. So that's why you need to be on social media, and you need to start that now. You need to figure out how to do it. It's not that hard. But you need to start building your following if you're not on, and if you're on, you need to build it more. And start posting. Start posting Trump stuff. And I would even recommend posting, like, two Trump stuffs and one regular thing so you don't drive people crazy and they unfriend you. But you're there to campaign. That's what you're doing. Because you've got to fight. You just absolutely have to fight. And that's my fear. My biggest fear is that Trump is doing so well and the Democrats look so nuts. People think, oh, he's going to win, and they don't show up. And, to lose the country that way, because we will lose the country at that point. We will. Okay. I understand Bobby Mack ends the show in a special way at this time. With little Satchmo, sign out with Satchmo. Because as Bob usually says, and I never listen to this part of the show because I'm done by now. I'm out. Because there's so much beauty in the world, it's easy to forget that sometimes. So here you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.